Remember that one with Major Land? Sure you do. A lot of you do, I'll betcha. Whoa, whoa, time with Seavers this morning. 24 minutes before 9, 48 degrees at Fort Wayne, 44 at Indianapolis. South Bend, 48, same as Fort Wayne, mostly sunny all over the area, and 54 on the whoa-whoa thermometer downtown.
This is the yacht, Yankee Girl.
When Jerry Spies conquered the North Atlantic in his 10-foot boat, he captured the hearts of people all over the world. Now Spies and his tiny boat have taken on the Pacific, a challenge twice as great as the first.
The easiest way to explain the amount of space I have is that it's sort of like packing a trunk and then getting in there and trying to live in there. I just don't have the space to take things that I don't need.
And one of the things that Jerry Spies won't sail without is Dinty Moore beef stew. Why?
So I went to the store and I got one can of every type of stew that was on the shelf. And I tried all of them. And the one that I liked best was Dinty Moore stew. The vegetables tasted fresh, and the gravy was very good, and it had real meat in it. It's very, very good. So that's the one I decided to take.
Dinty Moore beef stew, the real meat and potatoes meal that's making history.
Well, you look for Dinty Moore beef stew, the real meat and potatoes meal that's making history, available at the size perfect for your needs at Maloli's Supermarkets.
The rebates are back at Fort Wayne Dotson. Buy a Dotson and get a check for up to $2,000. Get in today and get a $500 rebate on Dotson 210s, 310s, 510s, and two-wheel drive trucks. And get a $1,000 rebate on Dotson 4x4s. Get a $2,000 rebate on Dotson 200SX convertibles. There are plenty of styles and colors to choose from at Fort Wayne Dotson. But hurry, the rebate offer ends soon and it's only good on units in stock. That's Fort Wayne Dotson, State Road 3 south of I-69. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday till 9.
By the way, right now I'm going to take caller number 7 again to give away a free pair of tickets for Wo-Wo Night at the Ice Capades. So don't forget that. If you're calling long distance, the number is 219, the area code 219. And then the number to call is 467-1190. I'm going to take caller number 7. Those are the Beach Boys, and wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if this weather would stay this way for about the next month? Anyway, our winner to that free pair of tickets for the Wo-Wo Night at the Ice Capades this hour was Brenda Warren of South Whitley Street, Columbia City, Indiana. So our congratulations to Brenda this morning. Wool and weather? Well, partly sunny. High today in the lower 70s. 56 already on the Wool thermometer downtown. 48 at the airport. And a few other items on the big Wool calendar for today. Here's a card party at the Precious Blood Gym at the corner of Spring and Barthol in Fort Wayne, beginning at 7:30 tonight, with a smorgasbord lunch and coffee, tickets at the door. The annual missions conference will be held at the New Haven Missionary Church today through Sunday. And here's a meeting for property owners and farmers at the Barbee Lake Conservation Clubhouse beginning at 7:30 tonight to discuss the various programs funded by the state of Indiana to control soil erosion. Officers from various SCS and ASCS offices will be there to answer questions. And let's draw the line here for right now. International Fair at the Latin American Education Center, 130 East Lewis Street in Fort Wayne, beginning at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Dances, music, foods from around the world, all will be offered to the public. Now this says, let's see, free to the public. I don't know if that includes all the food or not. Anyway, you get over there and they'll have a good time.
Morning seems to start out better. You seem to go much better when you start the day together. Maxwell House and you get that good last of feeling with Maxwell House, only Maxwell House.
A taste of feeling like no other coffee, always good to the last drop.
Maxwell House.
And that WoWo time right now, right on the dot, 17 minutes before 9. John Irwin follows with sports this morning after balance and breaking away.
I'm breaking away.
Right now, it's 14 minutes before 9 here on the Severs Show. Well, I might as well tell you what I'm laughing about. Diana came in and said, finally did it again, huh? I said, what are you talking about? She said, the cat. I said, oh, yes, I ruined my day again. Forgot all about the work I have. John, right over to you for sports this morning.
All righty, Bob. The Cincinnati Reds own the best full-season record in baseball this year, but they could still find themselves shut out of the postseason playoffs. The Reds trail the Houston Astros by 2 games in the National League West. All 4 divisional races are close, with the margin in each of the other 3 divisions standing at a half game or less this morning. New York Yankee owner George Steinbrenner is threatening to file a lawsuit against any pitcher who throws at a Yankee hitter. Steinbrenner issued the statement after a knockdown incident sparked a couple of brawls at last night's game between the Yankees and Cleveland Indians. The hitter in question, Reggie Jackson. He and Cleveland pitcher John Denny were both ejected. Jack Nicklaus, Ray Floyd, Lee Trevino, and Gary Player are among the top names entered in the Hall of Fame Golf Classic in Pinehurst, North Carolina. It gets underway today on the famed Pinehurst No. 2 course. New Orleans Saints coach Bum Phillips is back at work this morning after a brief stay at a local hospital. Phillips checked in with a high fever on Tuesday, but doctors could find nothing wrong with him. The fever's now gone. Wide receiver John Jefferson says he expects to see some action in Sunday's Green Bay Packers game with the Minnesota Vikings. Jefferson is the flashy pass catcher newly acquired by the Pack from the San Diego Chargers, with whom he was unable to come to contract terms. He reports to practice later today. The baseball schedule, the American League all-night games. Cleveland will be at Boston, Baltimore's at New York, Minnesota's at KC, Seattle at Texas, and Chicago is at California. Over in the National League, only 1 day game. The Mets are in Chicago. Pittsburgh is at Montreal under the lights tonight. Philadelphia at St. Louis, Atlanta at Houston, and Los Angeles at San Francisco. And Bob, that's our sports update.
Fine, John. You have a good day now, and we'll see
you
bright and early tomorrow morning. Righto, thank you very much. All right, whoa, time is 12 minutes before 9, 48 degrees at the airport, 55 on the whoa thermometer downtown.
A good thing just got better at Allen County Motors with the arrival of the brand new 82s from Ford. Stop by today and see the Escort four-door hatchback, the all-new version of the car that set world records last year. And if you think you can't improve on a good thing, test drive one for yourself. And while you're there, see the first Granada wagons ever, with more cargo room than any American-built wagon in their class. And when it comes to looks, there just aren't any in a Ford Granada's class. And what about the new LTD with automatic overdrive transmission, standard to give you luxury plus fuel economy? Yes, you can see them all for 82, and Allen County Motors didn't get to be Indiana's largest Ford dealer by ordering just one or two for show. They buy in huge quantities so that you can test drive and buy the model with the options you want, not what someone else thinks you want. See Jack Underwood and Bob Severs broadcasting live from Allen County Motors this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Allen County Motors on U.S. 24 West, next to Sweetie Park.
There's a once-in-a-lifetime event going on at Roots. Hi, Jack Root. 25 years ago, when I first opened my doors, I set out to offer the sports person the very best in camping gear. Now, 25 years later, Roots Camp and Ski House has grown to become one of the area's largest and most respected camp, tennis, and ski shops around. But I have to thank you, my loyal friends and customers, who really made it happen. To celebrate my 25th anniversary, Roots is having a fantastic silver anniversary sale. For 2 big days, Friday and Saturday, save up to 25% on select groups of merchandise. And be sure to register to win an ounce of silver to be given away each hour Friday and Saturday. No purchase necessary, and you need not be present to win. We'll have refreshments for all. Come on out and join in on the fun and save up to 25%. It's Roots Silver Anniversary Sale, our way of saying thanks for 25 wonderful years. Join in the celebration at Roots Camp and Ski House, 6800 North Clinton.
Here's how you can win a pair of free tickets to see the Beach Boys live in concert October 13th at the Fort Wayne Memorial Coliseum and qualify to win a 1 week vacation for two in sunny California. Just sing along with the Beach Boys on WoWo. It's this easy. Starting Monday, September 28th through Monday, October 12th, just be the correct numbered caller on the WoWo contest line when the WoWo personality tells you to call. Then we'll play you part of a popular Beach Boys tune, stop the music, and ask you to sing part of the chorus like this.
And with the radio blast and go cruising just as fast as she can now.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Queen.
We don't care if you can sing or not. Any attempt at singing will automatically win you a free pair of Beach Boys concert tickets and a special souvenir photo of the Beach Boys that's been personally autographed by a member of the group. Then, on October 13th, WoWo will make a random drawing from all contestants' names to win a super trip for two to sunny California, including round-trip airfare from Fort Wayne to a coastal California city, where you'll receive 5 days and four nights hotel lodging, along with $250 in spending money. No purchase necessary, and you need not be present to win. Employees of WoWo and their immediate families are not eligible to win. One contestant per family, please. Sing along with the Beach Boys and win.
Surfing USA.
From WoWo, Radio 1190.
WoWo.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. A painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Someone's waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
That was Spinning Wheel. And that WoWo time right now, 5.5 minutes before 9. Now let's look at our complete WoWo land weather. Reading like this, Earl Finkel says, partly sunny with a high today in the lower 70s, southerly winds to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Only a chance of scattered showers and storms in the afternoon or evening. Saturday's outlook, partly sunny, with a high in the mid to upper 70s and a chance for showers and storms, especially in the morning. The northern Indiana lakes outlook, a chance for period of showers, southerly winds to 22 on Saturday, continuing early Sunday, and then the winds will become northeasterly to 18. By the way, don't forget you come to the Bluffton Street Fair on Friday and see Chris Roberts and the WoWo Sunshine Studio. Chris will be broadcasting live from the fair from 1 until 6 p.m. One thing we did want to mention, this coming Saturday, this announcement from Bob Gernand, will be the 6th annual Forks for the Wabash Pioneer Festival. This Saturday from 10 till 5 at Hires Park in Huntington, Indiana. There'll be over 80 arts and craft demonstrations and antique displays. There'll be old steam and gasoline engines, antique autos, horse-drawn equipment and wagon rides, Civil War encampment, folk music and bluegrass, an old-time fiddler's contest at 2:30 Saturday afternoon with some of the finest fiddlers in the area. Brass working, stained glass making, quilt making, wood carving, and many other things. The 6th annual Forks of the Wabash Pioneer Festival this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Hires Park in Huntington. Gary Wright wraps it up. Jack Underwood comes along at 9:05 this morning. Salutes all the Wo-Wo people in Huntington, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
W-O-W-O, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, where it's 9 o'clock.
It's 53 degrees in Fort Wayne. Partly sunny today with a high in the low 70s. I'll have the complete Wo-Wo Weather Station forecast later in this report. Good morning. I'm Deborah Ballier, Wo-Wo News. In its monthly Consumer Price Index report, the Labor Department reports that prices were up 0.8% last month.
The Labor Department reports that the consumer inflation rate was moderating in August, dropping from 15.2% on an annual basis in July to 10.6% last month. The slowdown in the rise of the consumer price index was mostly due to a smaller increase in housing costs, although they were still going up sharply. Mortgage rates continued to soar and home prices were heading higher. In other areas, gasoline prices were still falling, but by less than in recent months. Alan Chartel at the Labor Department, Washington.
To describe his plans to make further cuts in the fiscal 1982 federal budget, President Reagan goes on national radio and television tonight. Congressional sources say Reagan has scrapped plans for a one-time delay in cost of living increases in Social Security payments, but they say he may be planning such delays for other benefit programs. WoWo will carry the president's speech live at 8 p.m. The United States and the Soviet Union will begin talks on limiting medium-range nuclear missile deployment in Europe beginning November 30th in Geneva, Switzerland. That word came this morning in a joint announcement from Secretary of State Haig and Foreign Soviet Minister Gromyko. The two officials held their first meeting yesterday in New York. They will meet again on Monday. Armenian terrorists have stormed a cultural center at the Turkish embassy in Paris today. ABC's Pierre Salinger has the details.
Five or six armed men claiming to belong to the Armenian Secret Army have taken over the consular and cultural section of the Turkish embassy in central Paris and are holding some 40 hostages. According to witnesses, at least two people in the embassy were wounded in the original attack. Another 10 persons inside the embassy escaped by windows in the early minutes of the hostage taking. The commandos have demanded the release of Armenian political prisoners in Turkey in 12 hours and said if their demands are not met, the hostages will be killed. Pierre Salinger, ABC News, Paris.
Back at home, an off-duty Fort Wayne police officer was with a Malolis grocery store employee making a bank deposit last night at the Anthony Wayne Bank branch on South Calhoun when a man fired a shot at the two and ordered them to drop a bag of money. When the officer fired back, the man fled. There were no injuries. The Justice Department has closed its books on the relationship between a lobbyist and several members of Congress, including Indiana Senator Dan Quayle. The probe began earlier this year after it was disclosed that Quayle and two other members of Congress had stayed at a Florida vacation home with lobbyist Paula Parkinson in January of 1980. All three later voted against a bill Parkinson opposed. Assistant Attorney General Lowell Jensen, in a letter, says the Justice Department did not uncover any information that the three were influenced to exchange votes in return for sexual favors. A 22-year-old Fairmount, Indiana man died last night in a Grant County traffic accident. Police say Michael Clock was killed when his motorcycle collided with a car on Old U.S. 35, 1 mile north of Matthews, Indiana. And now Group W commentator Vernon Jordan.
It's weeks since the United States vetoed a Security Council resolution that condemned South Africa's invasion of Angola. But the stench of that action lingers on. We stood alone in our support of the racist government of South Africa. Our closest allies were on the other side. They were right, and we were wrong. South African racism is dangerous fire for us to be playing with. We weaken our moral standing in the world by supporting it. We endanger relations with mineral-rich African nations. And we fool ourselves if we think that a policy of accommodation will soften South Africa's racism. On the contrary, it will just stiffen it. Our government was silent when South Africa removed thousands of people from their homes because they were non-whites living in designated white areas. Our government remains silent in the face of continued racism. But our government broke its silence to stand up for South Africa when it illegally invaded a neighboring country. That's not realistic diplomacy. It is shameful diplomacy. This is Vernon Jordan.
WoWo News Time, 9:05. It's 10:05 in Ohio and Michigan. And now here's your complete WoWo Weather Station forecast.
Then partly sunny afternoon with warmer temperatures in the lower 70s and a south wind picking up to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy, much warmer temperatures, upper 40s to low 50s, and maybe another scattered shower. And tomorrow, scattered showers during the day on and off, and temperatures mid to upper 70s, a gusty southerly wind. And the showers should be out of the way on Saturday morning. With a south wind, we head toward 80 degrees and maybe even warmer on Sunday. At the Wawa Weather Station, meteorologist Earl Finkel.
Currently in Fort Wayne, the barometer is rising from 30.39. The winds are coming out of the south at 5 miles an hour. The relative humidity, 74%. Right now, it's 53 degrees at Bear Field, 57 degrees downtown. Wawa Radio wants you to know that people from all walks of life are needed to help young girls develop their potential. Be a Girl Scout adult volunteer. Contact the Limberlost Girl Scout Council. I'm Deborah Ballier, Wawa News. And now with Wawa Music, Jack Underwood.
Hey, and I'm just ready to go here, Debbie. Thank you. See you again in about an hour. On a day like today, what else, right? And Bob Seger to make our first music. That adds up.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. Alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends, I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Me now, I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against.
Against the Wind right there with Bob Seger here on the Jack Underwood Show. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Ice Cafe this hour. Not now, but this hour. I'll let you know now. Okay.
There's a bar right across the street. He's got a need he just can't beat. Out on the floor, he shuffles his feet away. He'll get the girl because he looks so fine. He's gonna win her every time.
Little River Band this morning on the Jack Underwood Show, and boy, they never have made a bad record, and that's a good one right there. It's their new one called A Night Owl. Speaking of luck, boy, did I luck out just the other day, and I forgot to tell you about it. But I pulled into a gas station to fill up with gas, and there was nobody in there except the manager, who came out and said, "Boy, are you lucky, Jack. I just cut the price of gasoline." And he did, so I filled up.
You know, Kroger must have had my family in mind for those super cost cutters. They're just what we need these days. I mean, those prices are low every day, so I can always count on the Kroger savings. I can stock the cupboards pretty well with all the different items on the super cost cutter list. There's canned vegetables, paper products, cereals. There are hundreds of items. And I want you to know, that super cost cutter list comes in darn handy when I'm making up my shopping list. I just check off the items I want. Then when I'm shopping, I keep my eyes open for those super cost-cutter shelf tags. Kroger sure makes saving easy.
Get Embassy Coffee in the 2-pound can, just $2.99 every day. Avondale Frozen Orange Juice in the 12-ounce can, only 79 cents every day. And SunGold Saltine, 16-ounce box, 49 cents every day. All at low prices every day from Kroger.
No question about it. All in all, Kroger gives me the best of everything, including the price.
Arnold Palmer tells us about a television commercial and how people are responding.
Everywhere I go, people are still asking me about the old tractor that I drove in the Pennzoil commercial, and they want to know if it's still running and if we're really using it in Latrobe. And I, of course, tell them that we're using Pennzoil, and with the modern technology involved in Pennzoil, why, I don't think that tractor will ever wear out. That old tractor and I are a little bit alike. We're both still using Pennzoil, and we're both still running.
Arnie knows that Pennzoil is a quality motor oil that keeps up with modern engine needs.
I know that Pennzoil is going to give me the quality and the protection in today's automobiles.
America has asked for Pennzoil since America learned to drive. Pennzoil, the asked for motor oil. Pennzoil.
16 minutes is the time right now, past 9.
W-O-W-O, gonna break.